November had 5 property sales dotted around the island. 4 of these were home sales, which doubled October's tally. There was another home sale on Keats Island too, mirroring October's number. The month's top sale sits high on the island's east side with an unimpeded view to the mainland. The 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom home at 927 Valhalla Place went for $1.845 million after a 37-day stay on the market. Overall, the 23-year-old home is 4,244 square feet on a 0.63-acre lot. Along with the 3 different levels of deck, the top floor of the 3-story house functions as its own master bedroom. There's also an art studio, double car garage, and a home gym. A rear view of 927 Valhalla Place. Zielty.ca. Close behind for the second highest sale of November was the property at 1504 Adams Road. At 2.41 acres, this lot has enough space for 2 homes on it, the main house coming in at 3,395 square feet and the second one totaling 1,155 square feet. Altogether, the homes and property sold for $1.575 million after nearly 19 months of being available. The 3-story main home is a 4-bed, 3-bath which has been lifted and fully renovated since its original build. The second house is a newly built 2-bedroom and 2-bath spanning 2 floors. The acreage also includes a 384-square-foot workshop. 1504 Adams Road sold for $1.575 million. Zielty.ca. A third house also closed for 7 figures with the sale of 1555 Eagle Cliff Road for $1.31 million. The 1975-built 3-bed, 3-bath rancher was snapped up just 10 days after being listed. The rancher, made from western red cedar, also has a basement which essentially equals the main floor in size. This brings total house space to 1,488 square feet on 0.3 acres. There's a separate studio and workshop in the backyard, along with a variety of trees including maple, fir, and fruit. The third highest selling home was at 1555 Eagle Cliff Road for $1.31 million. Zielty.ca. The fourth highest selling home of November is right around the corner from the second at 1471 Tunstall Boulevard. The 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house closed for $875,000 after 58 days on the market. The 2-story house is 1,428 square feet on a 0.21 acre lot. The home is close to Tunstall Bay Beach and the neighborhood clubhouse. There's a bus stop right outside the house, and a wall of trees along the road for shade and privacy. 1471 Tunstall Boulevard went for $875,000. Zielty.ca. One vacant lot also sold on Bowen last month, in the south near the golf course. A 0.2-acre plot of land at Lot 9 of Seymour Bay Drive went for $900,000, just 20 days shy of a year of listing. The space is one of few flat lots on the often steep island, allowing for a level house and driveway. The style of home will be up to the new buyer, with the opportunity to build to a maximum of 2,574 square feet given the property size. The undeveloped Lot 9 on Seymour Bay Drive sold for $900,000. Zielty.ca. Keats Island was once again an attractive destination with the sale of 199 Esplanade Road for $525,000. The 4-bedroom, 1-bathroom cabin-style house built in 1971 is 1,382 square feet on 0.17 acres of land, and sold 198 days after being listed. The cabin is within a 5-minute walk of both the beach and community dock. It also comes with a sizable deck measuring more than 550 square feet, and a fireplace inside the home. This Keats Island cabin sold for $525,000. Zielty.ca. And on Gambier Island, a vacant lot on the island's east side sold in November. The 4.82-acre property along Brigade Bay, known as Lot 7, sold for $360,000 after 50 days on the market. The property comes with a drilled well on site, and access to a spot at the Brigade Bay Marina. Around 450 feet of the property, mostly rocky, borders Brigade Bay. This waterfront lot on Gambier Island went for $360,000. Zielt.ca. Note dates are based off day of reported sale.